the one and only Karen Catalina.
Did you know that I'm married to a trucker? I feel like using a Yiddish word, famished. Spoiling in front of my computer, I am. They're just too dumb to lie. He has the effect of 6 shots of scotch.
Good morning, Karen Catalina.
Good morning, Ken Williams. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm glad that Vic is taking it slow. He's probably listening to us right now. Hi, Vic.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, Vic. Yeah, he's in his car. He said it just completely stopped on the highway that where he is right now, and he's just going to take it easy coming in. I said, just go ahead. Let me have a chance to talk to Karen for once.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's conspire against him.
Right. No kidding.
Where he can't say anything, right?
Yeah, really. Hey, let's get right to some topics here. Is there anything that you want to talk about, first of all? Because you are the guest, as Vic always says, and, you know, you might have some X account stuff or whatever.
Well, at some point, I just want to rant about the pro-crime, anti-victim Democrat Party. But what happened yesterday, frankly, is related to that. So you go.
Yeah, well, it's right in line with what I was wanting to talk about, first of all, out of the gate. It's a poll that was taken, and it's 81%, Karen, 81% of Americans believe crime is a major issue in large cities across the United States, despite what the mainstream media is talking about. And this is the thing, okay? It's an 80-20 issue. It's always been an 80-20 issue, but the media makes it sound like it's probably on the other side. It's upside down, right?
Exactly. And while it's the left that is only ever interested in what will get them power, I look at it as a profound moral issue. It's a moral issue. If life and death and good and evil has to be reduced to what will get us the vote, then we're already morally bankrupt. I never thought I'd live to see the day when any party was defending crime-ridden cities and being willing to settle for, a 30% reduction since last year, when dozens and dozens and dozens of innocent people, many of them black, are getting murdered while walking down the street, children murdered, and somehow they're willing to settle for a little bit of reduction. That's how morally corrupt they are. Now, does that mean every Republican is perfect? No.
No.
But I think we do know the difference between good and evil and crime and victim. They don't. And they're so confused. They're so misguided. They've become such zombies that they're willing to be open. And you know that thing at the beginning of what I say? They're too dumb to lie.
Too dumb to lie. Exactly right. Well, listen, I'm going to change my voice a second here. Hold on.
Hi, Ken Williams here for Vic Marsley. Hey, mind if I get into this conversation?
Oh,
I turn
yeah.
my back.
No, go back to. No. That's
first it's Tim Jones, then it's John Zemerick. Now it's Ken Williams.
It's good to hear you.
How you doing?
Very good, except that it's horrific what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, it's worse. It's worse.
And what
horrific.
People are doing to advance their agenda. Because of something that horrible. Children killed by a maniac. I mean, shall I just cut to the chase? It's bugging me.
Go.
There's the reason that the left is going full force and trying to change the narrative. It's the guns. You notice how selective they are about that. Sometimes they make a big deal out of the guns, which we all know is a preposterous argument. But now they really want to do it. And you know why? Because they are so vulnerable on this issue. They created the media, the bias, the insane gender mania created this monster. And this confused, depressed, psychotic monster. They created it.
And, you know, the media, too, the Today Show today said that he legally changed his name. They didn't call him trans.
Right.
They didn't call him transgender.
Right.
They said, he legally changed his name. Well, that's because he changed his gender. You know, and why can't they just admit that trans people are violent?
And I don't want to jump on, you know, Vic, and I possibly will be talking about this later, but the mayor Karen of Minneapolis, he said immediately, he was on the steps talking about how they need to take away the guns because they're just, it's the guns. It's the guns, always the guns. But then he gets on a show and he says, you know, if you use this as a platform for something else, then you're just, you don't have a conscience. Mm. So what is it? What is it? Either or.
Well, but also, he is worried about someone possibly making a statement about trans people hopped up on hormones and profoundly depressed and suicidal because they're so gender confused and have gender dysphoria. He's worried about the possibility of that, but he can't get worked up about two dead children and what is it, 17 wounded people praying in a church. He's that hateful. He's that confused that he cannot even express sorrow for innocent people dying. That's how insane our country or they have become.
Well, I want to talk about him for a second, okay? Because is he going to get down on one knee and sob with his hand on the coffin like he did at George Floyd's funeral?
No, not even. Not even.
It's just ridiculous.
And they've created these zombies, you know? I told you that we had a family member who was telling us how ABC, NBC, and CBS says that, you know, there is no reduction in crime in Washington, D.C., and it's unsustainable. And he was spouting all this garbage. And I said, he's just not bright. My husband said, yeah, he's bright. And then I realized it's not an IQ thing. What I think it is a gullibility thing.
Right.
I think people are so gullible and they've decided that if they heard it on the national news and they're not hearing anything else because they don't listen to anything else, they just hear the constant drumbeat of people marching in lockstep, they assume they must know better and they're intellectually lazy. They're not willing to investigate. All you have only to watch the lack of credibility of the same people that keep lying to you, you know, mm-hmm. and you can question that. That's how you get cults that go crazy.
Yeah.
Is people who just, you know, they check out somehow. I'm endlessly fascinated by that, but it's a terrible, terrible thing. And I'm glad that there are people in this country, the majority of people, who really do know the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah. And you know what? I guess it goes back a while. But it's still even more so today. By a rabbi, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks.
Oh, isn't he great?
Listen to this. Listen, Ken, listen to this. The real test of a nation is not if it can survive a crisis, but if it can survive the lack of a crisis, can it stay strong enough during times of ease and plenty, power and prestige? This is the challenge that has defeated every civilization known to history.
And that is so true. If you recall, okay, there was a point in time where things were really just kind of, you know, just going day to day. We were having first world problems, Karen, and people started almost manufacturing topics and issues, primarily on the left, of course, because they require division in order to be powerful. And I just, that fits perfectly with what's been happening.
Yeah. And I think I posted that partly because I'm learning about Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks more and more and reading some of his stuff. And it's really very comforting in many ways, insightful in many ways. And he was no conservative, by the way. He talks about climate change and stuff like that. See, people are gullible. Even
That's
Rabbi
right.
Lord Jonathan Sacks, who passed away a couple of years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But he's very wise. And I think I put that because I think we are, thank God, Baruch Hashem, sorry to say Hebrew, entering times of ease and plenty, power and prestige, because of this astonishing president, Donald Trump.
Got it.
That is what we are headed into. And that's why I posted that, because we have to be able to stay morally strong in times of plenty, because that's what seems to usher in the other. We get lax, we get lazy, we get, and we have a lot of problems yet to fix, but I haven't seen one that Donald Trump isn't willing to tackle.
That's right.
I'm amazed at him.
And look what's happened.
I continue to be amazed.
Look what's happened now. Right when times were good and everything was fine, right, and yeah. We've let so many things slip through the cracks, like transgenderism.
Yeah, the left cannot stand things being normal. They right. do not like normal because it relinquishes their power.
The other thing that I'm always amazed by is that when a sea change, an unbelievable sea change like Donald Trump happened November 5th, 2024, a date which will live in history.
That's right.
I notice that the Democrats' more leader end, and a lot of them are zombies, they take their marching orders from people that we don't even know. Like, that's somebody says, okay, we're going to push the gun thing now, and they do it.
Yep.
But the people doing the marching orders do not, God, so important. And I can't, I just lost it. I think I'm having an Alzheimer's moment.
I'm with you.
It's so important. And I'm so sorry that I distract myself from the point. Anybody out there, reggae, you know?
Don't worry about it.
I relate to that. You know, you're making a point. You get so excited.
It happens to me every day.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Every day. I'll talk and then all of a sudden I'll just stop dead. And I'm like, yeah. What's that word I'm looking for? And then hold on.
Vic and I will be talking to somebody like you, Karen. And then we don't like to talk over anyone, including ourselves. So we wait. And if I don't write it down, Vic will look at me and say, what are we going to say? And I'm like, I don't know.
I remembered what it is. And I remembered it because I gave a slogan in my head, toothpaste out of the tube. This is the thing. The people who give the marching orders whip people up into a frenzy, like this maniac yesterday was whipped up into a frenzy, very anti-Semitic, hateful, murderous against Trump, on and on. It was classic. He bought into all of it, and that's why he was suicidal, because if you believe everything they say, there's no reason to live, right? Well, the Democrats now are trying everything to try to tamp down on the problem they created, and you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Wow.
You know, if it were up to them, they would put all of these maniacs on freeze hold until they needed them. And then they could push a button and activate them.
Right.
What they did, though, is they created monsters, and it's not helping them politically now.
Boy, you're right. You're right. And I just want to move on to one other thing.
Sure.
And not to make light of anything, but this rabbi, Lord Jonathan Sacks, did he ever walk into a bar with a priest and a nun and get the punchline? I'm curious. All right. So the good news is Taylor Swift's getting married.
Thank God.
Why thank God, Ken?
Yeah. I was being a little facetious there.
My first reaction that I did tweet about, thank you for reading my tweets. Oh. At least somebody does, Vic.
Yeah. We do.
Nobody reads mine, so if you want to read mine, feel free.
I read yours.
I know you do.
I read yours too, Ken. I
All
read
right.
both
Cut
of
Cut it out, you two.
So,
jeez. Hey.
Yeah, I just thought the timing was hilarious. It's like everything with them is a photo op.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And is it an accident that they made this announcement less than a week before opening day of the regular NFL season?
Right.
And her album, and somewhere in the tweet, not in this one, I wrote, I think it was, that in the world of lefty insanity, upside down craziness that we've been trying to dig our way out of, and we are, public is private and private is public.
Wow.
It is so amazing to me. Things that should be out in the open, they try to cover up. And I think that's true of corrupt politicians in general. But things that ought to be private and a private moment suddenly become the greatest and most important thing in the world. Yeah. But they're not that worried. These people who are losing their minds, including journalists.
Yeah.
They're not all that worried or excited about the fact that nobody got murdered in Washington, D.C. in 12 days.
Right. And they're still
they're not jumping up and down and excited about that.
Right. So there is a bit of a scandal with the Taylor Swift and Kelce.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. They're saying that they're getting married just because he's pregnant.
But I'm bummed.
All right, Karen. Well, I'm sorry I was late. There was a motorcycle.
Did you get that tardy slip that Michelle had for you?
I did. Okay. Now I'm in trouble at home.
Right.
I'm glad you were safe. I'm glad you stayed safe.
You don't understand how much I yell and curse and scream when these things happen in the car, you know?
I wish I was there.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised nobody called the police. I don't think this guy's okay. All right, Karen. Love you to death.
Love you. Have a great weekend.
You want to kiss Ken goodbye,
Karen,
or anything?
See ya.
Bye, Ken.
Circle of trust. You two. Way out there.
See you, Karen.
Bye.